supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, a lot of people have a lot of anxiety right now anyway, a year into this pandemic, but many are feeling worried how things are going to be when we return to, quote, normal, whatever that is. So there's just a lot of anxiety in the air. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas or advice in terms of how people can deal with that anxiety.
I mean, anxiety under COVID has been skyrocketing. So now that vaccines are out, you'd think the anxiety would diminish. But you're right, Mike, and it only increases because this is a whole new normal. We don't quite know how to deal with it. Information from the CDC keeps changing, or should I say evolving, and here we are. We've had very little contact, physical contact, with other humans. So how do we do that? Is it okay to hug? What is safe and what is not safe? There's so much unknown, which always raises anxiety.
So what could people do to address whatever nagging anxiety they feel?
Well, there's several things we can do to cope with anxiety in general. One is, you know, anxiety is the fight or flight mechanism in the brain. So it tells us there's impending doom. So we have to trigger the other part of the brain, the so-called parasympathetic nervous system. So the way to do that, we can take a deep breath and count on the inhalation. Let's say we get up to 4. Then on the exhalation, count to 6. So do 3 breaths where the exhalation is longer than the inhalation. That more often than not switches into the parasympathetic nervous system. If your anxiety is sky high, just feel your feet on the floor. Notice how supported the floor is for your feet. Notice how the chair feels that you're sitting on. Look around the room and see what catches your eye and explore it. So those things, they're called grounding exercises. And then you can work with the breath. The other thing is, you know, if your anxiety is not that extreme, curiosity helps. There's research about how curiosity helps diminish anxiety about uncertainty.
How do you mean that? Like, being curious about what?
Take note of the anxiety you might be feeling at the moment. Where is it in your body? How intense is it? Take note when the anxiety diminishes and what triggered the diminution. I mean, those kinds of exercises, I mean, they're mindfulness exercises, not meditation, but they are mindful.
So it sounds like you're stepping off the roller coaster of anxiety and instead watching the roller coaster with a curious mind, so to speak.
Yeah, learning from the roller coaster. You know, curiosity really helps us learn things, feel grounded, feel more part of the world.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And